Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Your net control station this evening is November 8, Victor Juliet Foxtrot. My name is Mark, and I'm located on the west side of Columbus. This net meets each Wednesday evening at 8 p.m. local time on this frequency, with a backup repeater frequency of 444.275 megahertz. The purpose of this net is to conduct Franklin County Area's business and to discuss amateur radio topics related to public service and emergency communications. One evening each month, we hold an in-person meeting. The next meeting will be held on Wednesday, February 16th at the Franklin County Office of Emergency Management and Homeland Security, located at 5300 Strawberry Farms Boulevard in Northeast Columbus. The meeting time for the in-person meeting will be at 7:30 p.m. Now calling the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. All licensed amateur radio operators are welcome and encouraged to attend to check in. When checking in, please provide your call sign clearly and phonetically. Please also provide your name. A PL tone of 94.8 Hz is required to access this repeater system. At this time, is there any emergency or priority traffic for the net? Please call N8VJF now. With no emergency or priority traffic, I will now take check-ins from stations that have Franklin County Area's business and or announcements or ARRL bulletins for this evening's net. Please call N8VJF now.
KA8RLC, Kilo F8, Romeo Lima Charlie, Cal.
Oh, Delta 8, India Bravo, Kevin.
Kilo Delta 8, India, Oscar November.
Net acknowledges KA8RLC, KD8IIB, and KD8ION with announcements for this evening's net. Any other stations with announcements for this evening's net? I will now take check-ins using quadrants divided by Interstate 70 and Interstate 71. Please call in groups of 3 to 4 at a time. Starting in the northeast quadrant, stations north of I-70 and east of I-71, please call N8VJF.
N8PVC, John, November 8, Papa Victor Charlie.
KD8RTP, John, Kilo Delta 8, Romeo Tango Papa.
NA8L, November Alpha 8, Lima, Terry.
Net acknowledges N8PVC John, KD8RTP John, and NA8L Terry, and there was a double after that. The station that doubled, please try again.
58 Sierra Golf Mike, W8SPM, Mike.
E8PWR, Scott, Kilo Echo 8, Papa with you, Romeo.
Good evening to Mike, W8SGM, and Scott, KE8PWR, and the other stations in the Northeast Quadrant.
This is Kilo Delta 8, Oscar Foxtrot Tango. That's KD8OFT. Name's Daniel.
Daniel, have you checked in? KD8OFT. Last call for stations in the Northeast Quadrant. I will now take check-ins in the Southeast Quadrant, stations south of I-70 and east of I-71. Southeast Quadrant, please call N8VJF now.
Bravo 8, Charlie, Mike, Whiskey, Paul, KB8CMW.
Net acknowledges KB8CMW Paul. Any other stations in the Southeast Quadrant? Stations in the Southeast Quadrant. Moving on to the Southwest Quadrant, stations south of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call N8VJF now.
Whiskey 8, Romeo, Whiskey, Romeo, Bob, W8RWR.
Kilo Delta 8, Whiskey, Quebec, Yankee, KD8WQY, Denny.
Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Victor Tango, KE8SVT, Brad.
So far in the Southwest Quadrant, I have W8RWR, Bob, KD8WQI, Denny, and KE8K. Gosh, I can't get your call sign out. Kilo Echo 8, Sierra Victor, Tango, Brad. Any other stations in the Southwest Quadrant?
N8UTI, Ed.
Kilo Delta 8, Hotel Victor X-ray, KD8 HBX, Jim.
Good evening to Ed, N8UTI, and Jim, KD8 HBX. A last call for stations in the Southwest Quadrant. It's the Northwest Quadrant, stations north of I-70 and west of I-71. Please call next now.
Kilo 6, Hotel Romeo Uniform, K6HRU, Bruce.
This is Kilo Echo number 8, Oscar Uniform Papa, KE8OUP, this is Parker.
Kilo Echo 8, Delta Romeo Delta, KE8DRD, Doc.
Echo 8, Alpha November Whiskey, Brian, KE8ANW.
Net control recognizes K6HRU, Bruce, KE8OUP, Parker, KE8DRD, Doc, and KE8ANW, Brian. Any other stations in the northwest quadrant?
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel, AD8CM.
Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa, LVP Frank.
S-E-Y, Sharon, November 8, Sierra, Echo, Yankee.
Good evening to Katie, KE8OVP. No, I'm sorry, that's K8OVP. My apologies, Frank. Had an extra E in your call sign. Kilo 8, Oscar Victor Papa Frank, and N8SCY Sharon. Last call for stations in the northwest quadrant.
Alpha Delta 8, Charlie Mike, Marcel, AD8CM.
My apologies, Marcel. I had you written down, but thought I had gotten you already. All right, with no other stations in the quadrants, I will now take check-ins inside or outside of Franklin County. Any stations inside or outside of Franklin County wishing to check in to the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net, please call N8VHJF now. You do not need to be a member of the Franklin County areas to participate. I will go back to stations having Franklin County areas announcements. I will begin with Cal, K-A-8-R-L-C.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening, Annette. This is K-8-R-L-C. Well, could say lots of things going on or nothing going on, but things may change in a couple announcements from now. With that, things are pretty, I'm saying, for at least for the month of February, things are quiet. I hope everybody's prepared for whatever weather we're going to get, and we'll see where things go from there. Other than that, Mark, I don't have anything to say right now. I'll give it back to you, K-8-R-L-C.
Thank you, Cal. Now on to Kevin, KD8IIB. Go ahead.
Thanks, Mark. Upcoming nets for February. Next week, February 9th, is KD8OFT, Daniel. As Mark mentioned, the 16th will be our in-person, hopefully. February 23rd will be AB8MW, Mike. And if anybody tonight would like to sign up for either March 2nd, 9th, 23rd or 30th, speak now.
ANW. I'll sign up for the 9th. KE8ANW.
And I got you down for the 9th. Anybody for the 2nd, 23rd, or 30th?
KA8RLC, give me the 2nd.
Got you down for the 2nd. That fills up at least the first couple, 3 weeks of March, so we'll keep trying later. With that, back to net. KD8IIB.
Thank you, Kevin. Now on to Patrick, KD8ION. Go ahead with your announcement.
Good evening, Mark. Good evening to the net. It's been a while since I've been on, and I do apologize for my lack of attendance lately. Found out within really the last few hours that there's a small event the first weekend of March that needs our assistance. First weekend of March is the Arnold, and it just so happens that there's a need for our services again to help out with supporting the medical team to be headed up by Ohio Health. So you'll see a lot of familiar faces, potentially with Dr. Bring kind of leading the charge there, and I'm sure you'll see other familiar faces. This year, our involvement will be limited. We'll be strictly at the Greater Columbus Convention Center, supporting the various events there. That being said, we'll take any and everyone that would like to sign up. I've prepared a Google form that you can sign up at, and I will put that on the Facebook group for the Franklin County area, and I'll also send to you, Ed, NAUTI, and if you could put that on the website for me, that'd greatly appreciate it. As part of that sign up, I just need your name, phone number, email, call sign, and what days and times that you are willing and able to help out volunteering. I imagine it's from our perspective, from the communication side, it's going to run like it has in the past. If you're familiar and it worked in Arnold in the past, I'm not going to try to reinvent the wheel, and we'll probably be very familiar with most of the ins and outs of it. That being said, that's pretty much about all the details I have at the moment. Just looking for availability. We'll be quickly pulling together the final plans and getting that out to everyone. Sign up, and bring a friend. Any questions?
Patrick, what would the date be for that event? The first weekend of March, is that Friday, March 4th, Saturday, March 5th, and Sunday, March 6th?
Yes, Mark, and I said first weekend of March, and yes, you are correct, and thank you for clarifying for me. That is the 4th, 5th, and 6th of March. The 3rd will be our setup day, like has historically been the case. And we'll go from there. Does that answer your question, Mark?
NHVJF, affirmative. Thank you, Patrick. Any other questions for Patrick?
IIB.
Kevin, I doubled with you. Go ahead.
Okay, sorry. Patrick, since we're only doing the convention center, how many people do you think altogether will be needed, or how many events at any given time, basically?
Well, I scanned through the schedule, and it seems like really quickly. And it seems like most of the regular events at the convention center are happening, minus fencing and maybe a few others. But I would say we will need, I'm going to say 20 or 25 in any given hour throughout the weekend. Again, give or take, we'll need net control, some other specialty positions. Does that answer your question, Kevin? KD8ION.
Yes, it does. That's kind of about what I figured. Thank you. KD8IIB.
Any more questions for Patrick? Go ahead, Cal. Go ahead with your questions, Cal.
Okay, this is a double-edged thing. I'll address this to KB8CMW first. Paul, you've normally taken care of the pump and run. Have you heard anything from them?
CMW, no, I haven't, Cal.
Patrick, have you heard anything, or at least I know it's very preliminary from what we talked earlier about pump and run?
Cal, I did not see that on this schedule for Sunday, but I can check here in a few. But is your, if I may, is your question around whether if that's happening, Paul would be running that, and if so, I would prefer that.
On the schedule, as I look at the schedule, and yes, I'm assuming that if Paul wants to, that Paul will run that.
Fine with me. I can contact the gentleman that has run that before and see if he's still in charge. I don't know. Like I said, I haven't heard a word. So back to you, Cal. It's KB8CMW.
Yeah, Paul, if you would please do that, check that so we can, you know, get that into our planning and scheduling, too, for this. I know, I believe last year we still had pump and run, but none of the other stuff, so I'm assuming we're going to have it. So if you could make contact with that and then let me know, I would appreciate it. KA8RLC.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Yeah, just the traffic right there for Paul. It looks like the contact is listed on their website, the event chair. So you may recognize the name or the they've got an email address too, if that matches your previous contact. If you have any problems, let me know, and I can see what I can do to try to help you out there. Back to that, KD8ION.
This is N8VHAF, net control for the Wednesday night Franklin County Aries net. Any more questions for Patrick or Cal or Kevin?
KD8ION, one more additional.
Go ahead, Patrick.
Mark, and apologize for the additional. Just a general note for those that may have not worked this before, or maybe you haven't worked many or any areas of this before. This is an indoor event in March, right? So other than the pump and run, which is held outside, the 5K part of that, this is inside. So the weather is usually not a factor, other than getting there and getting home. Sometimes it's an issue. But this is a great opportunity to sit beside somebody if we have enough people, that is, and really get comfortable listening and getting familiar with the traffic net and how one of these traffic nets usually work for a large event. So we'll use the same general keywords like medical and priority and information and stuff like that. It's a great opportunity to get your feet on the ground and underneath you with somebody sitting there that can give you hands-on guidance. So I'll leave it at that. I'm sure you can talk to anyone, or I will plan on being at the in-person meeting this month, and I can talk more there. KD8 Iowa, and I'll be back to that.
For your information, and yes, it is a great learning experience for hams that are maybe not familiar with some of the events, and you meet a lot of interesting people, not only on the ham side, but also some of the athletes and event coordinators. With that, I will now take check-ins with any stations that have training information. Any training-related topics for the savings net?
RTP with a query.
Check in.
Go ahead, RTP.
Yeah, I heard John, PVC, and Cal check in. Is there a plan for running a weather or spotter net tomorrow?
TBC.
John.
So what is planned is the real hazard is ice, and so I believe Coswin will have be taking any reports of icing through the night. Tonight, and I'm looking at some data right now. But anyways, we'll be taking reports for that. Now, the critical thing is if icing reaches a quarter inch, that's going to cause some real problems. The other part is the heavy snow that's going to be coming down as well. This is great. Snowman, snow girl, building snow that'll be on the ground. So that's another thing to keep in mind. So possible chance of some power outages depending on where you're located.
I was listening earlier on 2 meters, and I heard some talk about that Fairfield County, Pickaway, Delaware, they weren't sure about Franklin, but they mentioned tuning in to 14676 because there were around 8 o'clock they were going to spin up weather spotter networks. I just wondered if we were going to be involved with that. I'll be listening anyway, but just curious if we had anything going there. KD8 RTP.
Well, certainly, John, or anyone else, if you note icing on tree limbs and that kind of thing, if there's a way you can estimate the thickness of that icing, that would be great. and that the Weather Service is looking for that sort of information, and so that's why we're going to be available during the night. Any other questions? This is NAPBC.
I had, do we have a new District 7 DEC?
Yes, Brett Steeman. No, not him. Yes, we do. Brent Steeman is the, he was the guy who was helping Mark out, and he is the person that is the DEC.
Curious. KD8RTP, clear.
NAPBC.
PP. The other station, go ahead.
Thank you. Yeah, Mark Frank, KWEP. I wondered, Pat, are they going to have the a first aid person at each event as before, or would we just be calling for help, KWEP?
KDAION, did you copy Frank's question?
Yes, thanks, Mark. This is KD8ION. Frank, the planes are really tentative just now, or so far, but yeah, I do not believe that we will be at an event by ourselves. I can almost say that was pretty confident. That's not necessarily our role. Our role is communicators and facilitating that communication between people that need to know the information. We're not medical, but we're there to assist, right, of course. But the plans are still in flux. This being 4 weeks out, just knowing within hours of doing so. That's all I got for now. More to come as I find out. KD8 Iowa, back to them.
This is N8VHAF, Net Control, for the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. At this time, I will now take check-ins from any stations which may have been missed earlier.
Whiskey 8 Romeo Victor, W8RV, scan.
Good evening to Ken, W8RV. Again, any late check-ins or stations that I've missed earlier? Are there any stations having any additional business or discussion topics for this evening's net? If so, please call N8VJF now.
RWR.
I heard a carrier, but no audio. If there was a station wanting to check in or have another topic, please drag in.
RW.
Bob, W8RWR, go ahead.
Yeah, I just thought I'd throw this out there about KB8 YMN. His funeral, or the burial, will be the 17th of this month, be at the Sunset Cemetery by, I don't know, 1 o'clock, and then the service will start probably about 1. And that's February 17th at Sunset Cemetery, W8RW.
Thank you, Bob. I will now take a final round of check-ins for the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday night net. Please call N8VJF now. With no further business or check-ins, I am now closing this session of the Franklin County Amateur Radio Emergency Service Wednesday Night Net. Thank you to those who have brought announcements and bulletins, and thank you to those who have volunteered for public service events, and looking forward to serving in the future at the Arnold and other events. This is N8VJF returning the repeater over to normal amateur operation. N8VJF is signing clear. Good evening and 7-3.